summarize. What's up, y'all?
It's Mary Jane
and Munchie. Yo, this is an episode about how long do we last. We some old buds.
Is there such thing as old bud?
Like, for real, Superhero, is there such thing as old bud?
Where do you get your seafood grub on?
And can I get some?
And pre-rolls, no go.
Shortage, hell nah.
All that and much more on
Mary Jane and...
Darn it, you're Munchie!
Say it with me!
Mary Jane and Munchie!
Streaming on all platforms. Boop.
It's Mary Jane and Munchie! Mary Jane and Munchies. Girl, this new cha-cha.
How you doing, Boston Bossy?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Queenie Jones?
I'm doing very well. You can go ahead and follow us on all our platforms. QUEEMIJONES for me and
GRINDDMISTRESS on Instagram, on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok. Well, actually on TikTok is Grind Mistress with 1D. On Snapchat is Kitchen General. So you can catch me on all social media platforms. But if you really want to get the TTT, catch me on this podcast because that's where the tea comes at.
Okay. We're going to have to talk about this. We're going to take a moment because, best friend, we're going to have to make sure we get you lit. It's November. Your month is coming up next month.
Woo! Let's go! December babies, gang! Let's go, Sagittarius! Let's go, Caps! It's our month! Woo!
Now, Boston Bossy works in the city, so if you guys know anybody who wants to donate to your girls for the podcast in any way cannibally possible, let us know, okay? Because at the end of the day, birthdays is coming up. My birthday is coming. My birthday is going to be on Saturday or whatnot. But the whole point is, when Boston Bossy's birthday come in, she like this whole designer life. She like me and her little shine. Her oregano has to be correct and straight. You so know I'm just trying to tell you.
The drip get crazy.
I thought I would put that out there before, you know, it got too close to her birthday. And I was like, what does she want? She wants cannibaloids.
I want cannibaloids. I want the munnies. And I want the munchies. In that order.
Now today we are smoking the most delightful, the most energetic of the cannabis, Mother Fluffin' Black Water.
Woo!
Now I've never ever smoked black water with such, you know, for loyalty to the strain because it sounded black, and as we talked in other episodes, as Boston Boss said, she supports everybody who's black like he said.
Now, she gonna do to me what I tried to do to her on the live.
It's not so nice, is it? It was horrible.
First of all, I asked her to do was hi. She prompted me to remember a whole other episode.
Right.
Plus the cool quote right. I threw in
That's
there.
That's how hard it is for me to say hi. Okay?
This has been another episode of Black People Are Artistic as Well. Not gonna let it up on you and your BF. Y'all just special. I think that's why black people don't tell nobody when they have problems. Because of everything you do, it's because you're slow, ain't it?
No!
And you like, I'm not slow. They're like, slow people always say that.
Girl, we're not taking it out now. You know you can't say too much. I didn't say the R word. You can't say the come on. Now gotta go. And all of it, the whole piece get edited. You ain't ever gonna hear this and you gonna resurface and they gonna say that shit bad. You somebody me too you off of this shit. They gonna be like, when we thought you
I look forward to the intellectual discussion prompted by anyone who is smoking weed and still has the time to grammar correct me.
She covered that well, but anybody who gonna hear this, we probably gonna have to take that out because I want her to have a career. She said goo goo. That's gonna get you to $2. Now, when you smoking black water, you start getting the weird ass gills like that, and you realize you have to focus on bigger and better things, such as this podcast and what's next. And actually, what's going on in this episode? Now, best friend, have you ever had a situation where you've had weed in your motherfucking drawer or in your shelf? We just want to talk about the sustainability of weed. So let's get into it. I'm really surprised at what I find about this, because I definitely did not know this shit.
Because in my mind, the word old bud means it's going to be a hitter.
Yeah, it's always that. It's told that it's going to be the stronger weed if it's older weed.
Well, okay. So about that. I believe if the weed has been roasted, it's going to be a hitter the next time that it gets used. Meaning, if you save a clip from your joint and then you smoke it, okay, maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, it's going to hit different because it got activated and then it just kind of held its place. It didn't do anything after that. I don't know if you just have a piece from like 2017 in the back of your draw, if it's still gonna hit like it's 2017 days or better.
So the real question is, can you smoke old cannabis? The answer is, according to the Liquor and Cannabis Board, the proposed results in a initial analysis of the file that is no longer than 30 days, as Boston Bossy said. But the fucked up thing is, how many times have you smoked 2-month-old, 3-month-old, 4-month-old, 6-month-old weed?
In my mind, weed don't get old. Ain't no such thing as old. Ain't no, I'ma smoke it. And also, my weed always start off too loud. So as it gets quieter, it really just gets to like a mid-level. You know, by the time my weed gets to Reggie, it's still fine.
I'm done with you. Not you said it reduces in quality, and it and it's okay if it's just regular people weed when I get it. But if it is what it is. Now
she said regular people. I said Reggie. If you smoke, you know, the Reggie, you know, that's that whole girl. That's that no trichomes, no crystallines, no breeding batch.
So here's a little hacker trick. If you notice that your weed is over 30 days, go ahead and tell your dispensary and let them know. Now, this will not work for you, your street lifers, but at the honest to God truth, you can go to this.
You could
be like, sir, this was from January. It is April. Now, unless they have that little pressure thing that, what's this, like a silicone pack, but it's the like freshener version. Sometimes it helps the shelf quality.
I like where her mindset is going. I want to see this in one of our live skits.
No, I'm saying you give your used receipt and you tell them, hey, this is expired weed. You notice and you look at your bud. If you're paying for a cannabis card or you're paying any of this freaking recreational cost for these doggone taxes, doggone Skippy, look at your expiration date.
Doggone Skippy, Fudge Muffin.
There ain't no time for you to be a freaking doing lackluster shit today. Fuck out of here. Out of here, dog. She tried to make it seem like I was being all peaceful and nice, but
I just want to know who leave the dispensary with expired weed.
Multiple people.
They should be all slapped.
Multiple people.
You should all be slapped. That weed's so expensive. How you don't stop and check it? Like, all right, I wanted the Skywalker number 42. This 47. This is folk. Where's Jonathan? Get Jonathan out here. Jonathan knows my orders.
Here's some indicators of use your 5 weed senses. Now, number one is,
how does the cannabis look?
Mm-hmm. But what do you mean by that?
Is it discolored? Is it a grayish color? If there's mold on your cannabis because this is a flower, throw it away. Don't smoke moldy cannabis. You won't have lungs.
Okay. So the next one.
How does it feel? Does it crumble to the touch? Or does it fluff up?
How does it smell? If you notice a mildewy, weedy smell, heffa, let me tell you something. Why I say Heffa is the first weed head that thinks that it's okay to take a mildewy weed point. Stop. Stop pushing your enforcement. Stop thinking that your weed is the most fiery and it's susceptible. But you can smell mold as well. So if you see mold, if you smell mold, don't touch it.
To me, this seems like a hard trick question, but I'm smoking. How does a cannabis sound?
Does it crumble? Do you hear the crumble? Do you hear it? You know what the... You know, crackly ASMR shit. That's how you know sometimes it's fresh. Just like how if you break a celery stick and you hear the crunch, you know it's fresh. If it's bendy and it don't crunch, it's not fresh.
How does the cannabis taste? Which I think this is another trick question, because if you smoking this cannabis, you might as well just let us do what it's doing, baby.
Again, this is for the... I just found this weed and I just want to use it and I want to smoke it right quick.
Ooh, they still finding weed in the streets?
No, well, they could be finding it in their couch. And they'd be like, ooh, let me just smoke this for later.
Only smoke weed you find at your house that you drop. That is a big pro tip on Black in the Day weed. Like, I know my weed is not exposed to anything crazier than more weed.
I'm not gonna lie, this one time I was walking down the street and there was an eighth on the ground and I was struggling. I picked up the eighth. But for a while I looked around. I looked for Op. I am a struggling, healing person at the time. I was like, bitch, I'm gonna take this weed like I never took some shit before. Walked down the street all the way to my house. I prayed to God when I closed that door and I smoked that shit in doobies. So they said, please don't be laced. I should have prayed harder about the lace.
Goes back to my point. Smoke what you drop. What I would have done is I would have took the weed I found, sold it, and then bought weed.
I want you to know that shit wasn't safe. Don't do that shit. That was one time, though.
But it was back in the day when I was young.
If you find an eighth of weed sometimes, honestly, as a young person, bitch, I was working so hard at the time. I was like, God, you bless me.
Whenever I see weed on the ground, I really want to grab it. But you know what I won't do? I won't pick things up off the ground and put them in my mouth.
See? Now, that's why I'm going to keep this on a podcast, because it was covered up in a baggie, but... indication of the five senses you should use. Anyway,
true.
We gotta pay these bills, y'all. Please don't smoke no flow weed.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word, click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only, children ages 0 to 17 years old, their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl, Sharifa Island Cuisine, by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa. sharifahl@gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations. New old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. Thank you. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Is a pre-roll shortage going on, y'all? I have never seen in life, my whole entire life, on Mary Jane Madness, on some real ass shit, give a fuck about a nigga. A pre-roll shortage, when just a couple years ago, niggas couldn't get enough. Never too much, never too much. You've heard me. So, best friend, break down the High Times article about just some highlight pieces so they can get an understanding of what kind of going on for these hoes. What happened?
So, long story short, the supply chain has hit our brothers and sisters in the weed game. All cones and papers are in danger, people. Fun wide, the papers are under siege by infringements, taxes, being stuck in embargo ships. There are only 15 factories in all of Indonesia that even make cones, and about 15 of them are closed. I mean, fuck.
Now,
but really, it feels like all 15 because we don't make cones in other parts of the world. I find this odd. Strange. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Let me drop. Why do other people make cones? This is stupid.
We have so much hypocrisy.
There's so many unemployed people everywhere in the world. Why are they like, listen, it's not an Indonesian cone. It's not a cone.
To be honest, it's just
take somebody out of Indonesia and be like, yo, you want to start your own cone factory? Leg up.
It's never like even some of the people thought about until COVID. This is a game changer.
No, this is actually a pre-COVID problem that has been exacerbated.
Exacerbated?
It's been exacerbated.
No. No, it was exacerbating.
It was exacerbated by the pandemic. But it really comes down to fine craftsmanship.
Yeah.
We really take for granted some of the artisanal things that we still use in our everyday lives. Uh-huh. And this is just one example of those things.
Feel real and honest about like reaching out to any listener that is producing their own cannabis products. Hit us up, DM us. We will love to feature your products because we don't have to feel like there's a shortage going on. Because it's exacerbated. The honest to God truth is, for those of you who don't know, that pre-rolls have one element that is usually a raw piece of paper or a well-known brand of a cone, that's the major part that gives you the pre-roll. So it's not that the weed is coming on a shortage. Boy, let's be real.
It's also that this is a higher increase of
it's
one
pipe
of the cones. A little excerpt is, the shortage comes at a particularly crunch time for an already pressured market. The demand for cones is infinite. Literally infinite. Gerber says Har is currently producing 60 million cones a month, which he hopes will increase to 100 million a month by January. He bases on the mandate from the marketplace, which both he and commented on. That's good. Are heavily multi-state operator driven.
Okay, so what you're saying is they're trying to keep up with demands, but this is what I can tell you. America needs to take back some of their industry because we smoke enough cannabis here to make sure we have a couple paper plants and we can make them out of hemp or whatever we want to. But stop trying to make it seem like we don't need to come up with these industries in our own country, because if not, what you gonna do if something happens where it's exacerbated? I'm gonna keep on saying exacerbated because that is the most well-worded thing next to hearing pedestrian on Food Network.
Now, what I really love about this article is one of my new favorite papers, Blazy Susan, has found a way around this. Mm-hmm. Being that they're a smaller brand, they're making their cones what in-house.
See, okay, so we're working on more in-house American ground products so we can resolve some of the actual factual issues we face. Because what, say with me, we are smoking weed. I wanted y'all to Amen. Say it with me. I want you to say it. We smoking weed. Cannabis.
Amen.
Commercial. Well, ad. That's what they call them now, don't they? Okay, so.
Feathers in the wind.
You gonna have to say this TikTok brother's name. Because I don't
he's
know how
from
to
Snapchat. It. His name is Ethan.
He's everywhere. What you talking about?
Okay, listen. I see him on Snapchat.
I see him on TikTok. How about that?
Well, then what's his name?
I can't pronounce
the
name.
Ethan.
Bathan. All right. So
if you watch his stuff, you know what he do. Tell him what bothered you. This is why I didn't want to show her his video.
Okay, so he is a young, dark-haired dude, and I'm pretty sure he's like Gordon Ramsay's protege, one of his youngest ones. The point is, we saw him fry a burger. So, you know,
it's,
you know,
time eat. I really don't like that it just moved while I was in the middle of
eating. He fried a burger.
That's rude.
While she finds how to pronounce his name, he fried a burger. Mm-hmm. And honest to godly, when I saw it happen and I looked at it, at first I thought he was just going to fry the patty because that makes sense. You know, you fry the patty, you know, get that little crispy crust. You know, there's enough fat and enough, you know, natural things going on for there to be a superior crust going on if you do it correctly. Duh. Now, why he gonna do this little batter thing? And I'm gonna call it a little batter thing because, you know, to me, it was about pancake thickness, enough for it to be lathered around and a little salt, a little pepper in there and a little flavor. And enough to get it different. Eton?
And why we like him is because he's about our ages. And he brings you all the weirdest food hacks, gadgets, cooking videos.
Boston, Boston. Now, you gonna do it? You gonna ask?
He's about our age?
Yeah, our age. He's not as young as you, but he's not as old as me. And he's in the middle.
You gosh. Know what? I'm going to be clear because I don't want no little babies to be coming up to my best friend getting seduced. Boston Boss is older than me. She up here trying to get her some young whippersnappers.
The young whippersnappers.
She said, let's keep it young type fresh. Yes. This is vintage vagina. The fuck out of here.
Whoa. That was shady.
That was not shady.
Vintage? I'm 32.
Well, 32.
Nothing is vintage quite yet.
Okay, everything, let me tell you. You get wine factory. My age, this is not going to be flavorful.
Everything
right
is...
around Sabrina's age, ooh, that's a flavorful. I ain't got
wow,
no flavor.
Wow, that's crazy. She keeps doing it.
I'm trying to tell these young boys because he is a good this just 19
my best
years old.
Friend.
That
like,
is not shame. You try to
shame.
What you trying to get these young boys?
But that, listen.
Why she want a 19-year-old boy?
Friend. I'm an equal opportunity.
She
wants
a young
friend.
Man. Well, okay, let me just say
first
this.
Of
my
all,
best friend wants a
it's
fine
like the
young
rules,
man.
You know what I'm saying? You if there's hair on the field, you play.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you because that's why I was trying to tell. You see, you would think she's my age. You would think she's my age. And then she up here about to pull a young thing up here. Yes.
I'm pulling
come
you
here,
name.
Here, come here, little Gen Z.
Little Gen Z.
Come here, little Gen Z.
I can't lose little Gen Z.
Yeah.
This
that's
is
what
an
you
influence.
Gonna call him.
This is a grown-ass man.
Okay? Oh, he
stands baller. On his wallet.
The kahuna.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, excuse me. Anyway, right, he fries the damn burger. And some pancake. Freaking better, and he bites into it, and he looks at us, and he like, bitch, I didn't really think it was that delicious, but we tried it!
What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the logo. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!
Name your top 5 seafood joints in Boston. Number 1 on the list is Shake and Crab, located at 140 Boylston Street in Boston, Mass. It is the authentic of authentic that you are going to taste. Their franchises are all over the Massachusetts area.
East Coast.
From Quincy to Cambridge. Make sure you check them out. Say that Mary Jane and Munchie sent you so they can send us some free credit.
She was always trying to speed through this. Now, she took me there when I graduated, and she tried to make it seem like she didn't take me there getting me everything I fucking wanted. And on top of that, she was like, yeah, keep going. Yeah, I kept on looking at her. It's like,
keep it up.
You for real? My friend got the garlic noodle. Okay, get that steamed rice.
I get news when I get seafood boils, because I'm bout it.
No.
I'm bout it.
No. Now, the second one is shaking seafood. Now, shaking seafood is not to be confused with shaking crab, because shaking crab is better than shaking seafood. That's off of GP. But if you go to the one on 1616 Dorchester Ave, I promise you it's like good competition. Now, it's not better than any other seafood place outside
of, they just be trying instead.
Like, it's not the most outstanding, you know what I'm saying? But if you want that flavor, go to the one in Dorchester. Don't go to anywhere else. Don't go to the one in Rosendale. It's not gonna be as flavorful, I promise you. Now, the one major one that me and Boston Bossy do love is in Braintree, lower level.
Captain Louie. So I went there with a friend probably about 2.5 months ago, and it's just flavorful. They have these great drinks that are in like these adult Capri Sun pouches, and it's just a fun interactive atmosphere. I think it does somewhat come to the level of Shaken Crab. Shaking Crab takes it to that level of, you know, our Atlanta favorite Juicy Crab. And that's why Shaking Crab reigns supreme. But Captain Louie's gives you extra nut for your buck. Their drinks are amazing. Their atmosphere is engaging. And their fries are pretty fried.
Shaking seafood is just if you want to have a less expensive version of Shaking Crab. Let's just be honest. I want you to
True.
Be clear. There's mock costs and not costs for the reason. Crab Dior in Hyde Park is bussin'. If you don't like it, I promise you I'll come out with a seasoning to help them. I love them that much.
We did not rate it lower. We just rated it localer. You know, so I know that their Crab Dior is other places, but I've only been to the one in Hyde Park.
This one's an express. This used to be an old, like, I'm pretty sure like a Pizza Hut express.
It was a Pizza Hut. Used to be a Pizza Hut.
Okay, so yeah.
R.I.P.
The best thing they could have done was put a seafood joint down
the street. I mean, the best thing they could have done was put a
seafood joint. They'd be mad, too. They'd be like, Cece, you call again? Call again?
Three times in one day, we going for four.
Great people.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Now, the last one, okay?
Nothing make you feel rich and grand.
I need you to take Salty Girl in. Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about the actual factuals.
We don't eat seafood the same sometimes, you guys. I know, Mary Jane and Munchies. Are they? Will they? No, it's not that deep.
We just have different
Born and raised in Boston, I love Salty Girl because I like to taste seafood that tastes like seafood. It doesn't bother me if it's not seasoned. If I wanted it seasoned, I'd eat at home.
Okay, so
I don't really
I went to Salty Girl.
But that, oh.
And I rate it poorly just because of the frost-burnt seafood that they served me. And
oh, no, you didn't.
Everything was really ambiance perfect. Me and my booski was there. It was great.
Oh, y'all booski busy. Oh, you was feeding you little love kisses.
I can't even. It was a blessed little date night. So the whole little Creole slash New Orleans thing was popping. So I'm thinking it's going to taste like that. I tasted the fact that they were probably giving me at the bottom of the shelf seafood. And that's the truth. I just know that when you give me deep, like, freezer seafood, when it's, like, not a snow dusting and it's, like, Antarctica, that you shouldn't serve it. And it's okay. Sometimes you could just be like, ma'am, we're going to give you some shrimp discounted, okay? Because we can't do the
I think dungeness. She's referring to that overdone shrimp cocktail vibe. And yeah.
I'm referring to frostburton seafood being served because with seasoning off top and displayed beautifully. That's what I'm talking about. The ambiance was perfect. The man I was with was perfect, but the flavor that they gave me was potentially perfect, just frost brand ass seafood. And then that's just what it is. And I think that's just something that they could change within themselves. It might have just been an off night.
True that, true that. Everybody don't hit it out the park. Sometimes you just lively across the bend.
I had better things, though. It was a blessing that I was there that evening because everybody talks about this restaurant. How is live streaming going?
Live streaming is amazing. We're loving Up Live. Make sure that you catch me on there. You can catch me all things Up Live. My new Up Live ID will be up in my Instagram profile by the end of the week. Just go ahead and get on Up Live. Look for your girl Grind Miss on there. We be in these streets. I send the link to my Instagram and my stories. So click on it. Come and join me if you'd like to talk to me one-on-one, in person. Ask a question of me. And if I can drag her screaming and yelling.
She's trying to get me a party and then she's going to sneak in this live freaking streaming. Do you want me to do an audio? Do you want me to do live?
Want you to do the audio because then you'll do the live.
Oh my God. She just wants me going super duper promotional, so I'm going to promote my YouTube right now. So, guys, Mama Yummy came onto my channel. I am really loving the fact that you're seeing all of my family.
Fire-ass episode, period.
Okay, so I want you to understand one major part about just all of my cook-good and look-goodness.
Cook-good and look-good.
Is that it came from my mother, and it came from my father, and it came from my siblings. Like, they really hyped up the flavors, and they really are critics. They will tell you when my food is trash. Sabrina don't know it, but she had a whole vegan meal tonight. But my seasoning is so good, she'll never know.
Was that faux meat?
It was impossible that you didn't know.
No!
She tried meat. And I thought Slutty Vegan was beautiful and spectacular.
No.
And I was like, let's
no, you it broke again. My
Well,
job.
It was really Mama Yummy's idea, so that's why you gotta keep featuring her on my channel, says God.
I thought I had protein in me.
You did. You had definitely like 20 grams of protein. What are you talking about? That's higher. That's actually more than chicken. So shut your behind up.
That V word.
And on top of that, I'm going to do much more content with TikTok. Like I told you, December
lineup. We're loving you on TikTok. Shout out to Queenie Jones and all that Queenie Jones brings to the world through cooking good and looking good, because your TikToks is mad fire. For all of you with complicated names, check out Queenie Jones' complicated names.
Now, can they find you?
That's Grind, GRIN DDMISTRESS on Instagram. Once you get to the Instagram, click the link in my bio and that'll be my link tree where you can find all the rest of my links.
Follow me on TikTok, please, because you know why? Because you're going to need to laugh sometimes. Late at night, I got you right to cook good and look good. I'm probably going to hit that shit as a sound.
Let me try it again. Cook good and look good.
You a pat on the back for that.
Because I'm like, I'll be trying to catch it. Because there's a tone, like, right there.
That was everything.
Cook good. Don't laugh. You're going to make something
up. Look, follow me at QUEMIJONES on all platforms. Boom, boom, that easy, boom, y'all. Boom.
Q-U-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S.
Shout out to Sierra Naturals for the Paradiso. And I love the black water that you give me. Highly blessed, because this shit had me lit the whole rest of the day.
I definitely shout out Double Stamps.
Thank you.
Bye.